in the brachas of the Shvatim, so some of the brachas are more apparent, some less apparent. Some we used to the Tchunas HaNefesh of the Shvatim. There's one Shevet that has a very, very strange bracha and a very, very strange inyan. It says, Don Yodin Amay Ka'achat Shifti Yisrael. Don would be one of the Shevetim of Klal Yisrael. Either Yodin means they come from the Plishtim, or it means he was the Shevet. He Don Nachosh. And then it says, Lishuoscha Kivisi Hashem. So it's the place where Yaakov Avinu, I guess he went off the Derech of the Brachas and he added a tefillah of his own. It was something that wasn't an extraneous remark, not part of the Mahalach of what he's saying. And Chazal say because he thought that Shimshon HaTzadik was Melech HaMashiach, and then he saw him dying with the Plishtim, and basically he was kind of hopeless, and he said, L'shuascha kivisi Hashem. So this is a place where two inyanim of the tefillah here, two words, two inyanim, we want to be madgish. One is the inyan of kivisi, the inyan of tikva. This is the place that we find the musig of tikva, which is a very, very central musig in a lot of things. Kavel Hashem Chazek Hezebecha, Koyve Hashem Yechlifu Koyach. The word Koyve and Tikva are words that appear all over. And here we have a type of inyan introduced into Klal Yisrael of Tikva, Kivisi. That is the it's an inyan that we have to understand. And also, what he was asking for Yeshua now. The type of inyan that he was mispowered for was Yeshua. So the oifin was tikva, and the mahus was Yeshua. We want to try to understand what those inyanim are, the very, very central inyanim, and why was it miyucha davka to shevet Don. The Ramban adds over here. Ramban says that Don was the chosim of the kufas hashoifdim in Klal Yisrael. Don was the last real shoifit. Shmuel and say Shimshon of Don. Shmuel Anavi was already beikar a navi, and he wasn't loichem melchamis of Klal Yisrael, and there was malchus already. So the in the chelak atayra that's called shoifdim in Klal Yisrael, Shimshon was the last real shoifit. That he was also, I guess, in the capacity of kind of a melech. He was like a melchamis and so on. That's one point of Shimshon. And he was the only one that ever fell into enemy's hands and stayed there. So that's why there was a special tefillah over here. So he's miyuchad that it's the last shayfet in Klal Yisrael, and the one that l'chura failed. The one that was a Mashiach, that he thought would be Mashiach, and he failed. He was the one that Klal Yisrael, the only Shevet that was captured and died in captivity. That's the Yichud of Shimshon and Shevet Don. And that's where the Matbeah of the Inyan of the Shoscha Kivis Hashem was Nikva. And we need to understand that. Also, Shevet, you can't divorce Shimshon from Shevet Don. Shevet Don was a very interesting Shevet. It says that Shevet Don was the one who traveled last, which l'chura indicates the least rank, the pachis, the least chshivas of Klal Yisrael was Shevet Don. They were the last ones, and yet the pasuk says it was ma'asiv v'chol ha'machnes, that in case somebody lost an aveda, Shevet Don would bring it back. So Shevet Don, who has in himself a yichud of being the last shevet, produced the last shevet, produced the only shevet that fell off, that was captured, and so on. So the whole metzias of Don, of Shevet Don, and Shimshon as being the one of the shevet, is the only shevet that Shevet Don produced. It was the only money that Shevet Don produced that's mentioned. That's where the yichud of it lies over there. And it's the place where, in a sense, if we think about it, if we digest the psukim, it's the place where the nevuah of Yaakov Avinu came to a stop. In other words, Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell him Achris Hayamim, and it didn't go. So then he told him. So he said, "Okay, I'm going to bench the children." And it says, "Isha shekfi berkasei perechaisam." He benched each one with Ruach Hakodesh, with Nevuah. What would be? And Rashi explains how each and every one of the brachas was niskayim in the Sofo Shel Davar. There was the kiyum, each one how it was, with the Yehudas Malach HaMashiach, and so on. Each one has the kiyum of the brachas, begidrei Nevuah, Ruach Hakodesh, whatever it is. This is the only place where he stops and he says, "Oh my gosh, it's finished. This is not the, I don't see a hemshach to it." It was kilu nistam in a certain sense in nevuah, and dafka b'shevet dan, who's the last shevet, is the one at the last shevet, and so on. Chazal over here, when they speak about the shuasa kivisi Hashem, so first they bring down this inyan that. That he thought, Yaakov thought he was Malach HaMashiach. Kiv Shoroi says, Shemesh Meis Oma Afze Meis. He said it with a lotion to me, Oma Afze Meis, Lishosra Kivisi Hashem. So therefore, the Lishosra Kivisi Hashem is something which is completely, it's gone, it's Keilu, when the, you know, what else? If this is not Malach HaMashiach, where is Malach HaMashiach? Chazal say another nekuda. Amar Reb Yitzchak, hakol b'kivui. Every situation or every matzev requires kivui, which means kivisi. Yisurin b'kivui. Yisurin require kivui. Kedushas Hashem b'kivui. Schus avos b'kivu. And tavosoi shel olam haba b'kivui. So Chazal bring four inyanim that tikva is very important for. So first of all, the word hakol is strange over here. It's not everything. I don't know. Like it's not an exhaustive list. Like it would say ova hoyven osid, or it would say chveis avram mitzu Yaakov, or it would say it brings four inyanim. Are they makiv? I don't know. Is Torah in it? Is not Torah in it? It's very hard. The word hakol would imply keilu. It's makiv everything. So it says Yisurim is b'kivui, Kedushas Hashem b'kivui, and he brings a pasuk Afayich Mishpatech Hashem kivinucha. That's Yisurim. Lishimcha is in the same pasuk is Kiddush Hashem. Ulezichecha is Chus Avos, and Taivus Nefesh l'Tavosah Shel Olam. So it's a pasuk that Chazal break up, and they say that each one of these four things are shayach to kivui. They don't really seem to have very much in common. Yisurim is a terrible matzah. A person should have tikva. Fine. Kiddush Hashem. Okay. Maybe it's also like Yisurim. Schusavis. But what's the union of Schusavis? I mean, where does Schusavis fit in with a klal of Yisurim and Kiddush Hashem? Taivas Nefesh is the tikva lasid lovo, which is tavoseh shel olam haba. That is also an chanina, slicha. It doesn't seem to be as if there's anything really, except for the fact that the psukim will talk about it. But Chazal were taking the psukim together, and they were saying that it's all coming together, and it's very strange. On the union of Yeshua that comes together with this pasuk that says "Lishrosu kivisi Hashem," there is also a inyan. It says utchilas dinah shel adam. It says is nasasa nasata b'emuna. So that we understand is fine. That's keilu. It's very important. That's the whole mitzvah of a person. Fine. Then it says we ask him if tzipisa liyeshua, if the person was mitzape to Yeshua. What does it mean? Like fine. Tzipisa liyeshua is an important element of what? The emuna in tchias hameisim and in melech hamashiach is part of Yud Gimel Ikre Emuna, and that we understand as like Schar Olam Haba and so on. These are Ikre Emuna. the tzipia for the Yeshua is either or. If a person really believes, l'mashal, if a person is traveling a road and there's no water and it's in a desert, so the person knows that if the person knows at the end of the road there's water, so he feels okay. You know, it's hot now, it's dry, but there'll be water. If he doesn't know, he's worried about it. So it's true that the tzipia itself would be a normal tolada. The tzipia itself would be an offshoot of the belief. If a person firmly believes, then he's content with that idea. If a person is not firmly believe, he's not content with he's worried. But the pasuk, I mean, it's a very concise, very succinct chazal. A person's din is asasat emunah tzipisa liyeshua. It should say, well, you're maimon and you're gimel ikrim. Where is tzipisa? Why is tzipisa liyeshua the element that is so important to bring in yom hadin? So that is nekuda. One more point. It says that the skenim, the umetaken hashek nesagdolo, umetaken the yudches brachas, and the brachas of shmanesa, as we have them, need a tremendous kavanis, and so on and so forth, and that's the yudches brachas we have. They needed another bracha, and that bracha was birchas haminim. The birchas haminim, they couldn't find anyone that could umetaken birchas haminim. Until they got to Shmuel HaKotan, and Shmuel HaKotan was metaking it. So obviously, every single word in Berachas HaMinim is full of import, it's full of meaning. The first word, we have Velam Alshinim, according to many, many sources. Velam Minim, that's whichever one. But it's Al Tehi Tikva. The point is that it should be, it doesn't say tachniem, sishabrem, it says altihi tikva. Why was that chosen as the nekuda of opening the bracha? The whole bracha's lashon is shabrem, simagrem, sachniem, soivdem. There are plenty and plenty of neschois of crushing, defeating, getting rid of, and so on. The word altihi tikva strikes as being strange. It seems kind of mild compared to the rest of the Lashonis. Sheva oivim u'machni azedim. That's very powerful words. He crushes and breaks and so on. But altis sikva, that's the psicha for this bracha. That's the point that we're trying to get across to the oivim of Kal Yisrael. So we have to focus on the word, on the concept of tikva and so on. It says l'mashal by Yoshua, he sent out the meraglim to Yericho. The meraglim came and they saw Rachav Azayna, she hid them and saved them. So they made her a promise that they would save her and her household, and they told her that the simon would be she would put out tikvas chut hashani. She would put out a red string or cord out of her window, and that's what they would recognize when they invaded, when they conquered Yericho, they would recognize that this was her house. So the word tikva over there, it's l'chura, there's a play on the words. In other words, the word tikva meaning hope is definitely striking, that's part of what the word means. But the taich of it, the Pshutosh HaMikra, the way everyone taiches is, it means a long thread, like a line. The word tikva comes from the word kav, which is a line. That's the sheirish of that word. It's a line, it's a long thread, and like you would say a kav, tikva schutashan is a fancy way of saying a long red thread. But there's a teichen to it. There's meaning to it. When there are, the first geometric construct is a point. A point has nothing but itself. That's its metzias. Every point, every nekuda is its own metzias. That's all it is. The next progression is a line, is a kav. A kav takes the Nakuda and continues it into a certain direction and connects it to a Nakuda that's much further. In other words, the connection between two Nakudas is called a Kav. And it's almost as the middle letters of the word Nakuda. It's the thing that connects two Inyanim. It's a tremendous, if we think about it conceptually, it's a tremendous progress. It means that from a metzias of everything being on its own, it becomes something which is looked upon in something which has hemshich to it. You're introducing a whole new dimension to something. Something exists not only in itself, but as part of a progression. Let's give a mashal. Let's give a very different mashal, but it'll help us understand the concept much better. Let's say, how well is a person doing in business? So I go into a store, I ask him, Rabid, how many bills did you have today? $1,000 worth of bills. And what was your income? $800. So I put a big sign on the store, bankrupt. It's true. I mean, if a person is behind 200, his income is less than his expenditures, he's bankrupt. But I looked at one day. If I take a year, he brought in $500,000 and he had bills for $400,000. He's doing very well. And these are two ways of looking at it. If I look at something in a Nakuda, I look at something at a point, then I don't, what do I care what will be tomorrow? Right now, you are, a person borrows money to open a business. So he owes $100,000 and his income was $800 today. So he's very, very bankrupt. I don't bechlal look at what will be. When I take a look and see what will be, when I'm able to be mechaber to nekudas, then I am able, when I'm able to continue in nekuda and say it's part of one long mehalach, the metzias is no longer a series of points, but it's a line. I've given the metzias a whole new dimension, and in the end, it gives it a survivability that wasn't shayach otherwise. So the whole new dimension of going from a point to a line is called a takav, and it is the shorish of the word tikva. That's what Chazal say. Chazal say that the everything in the world that's good comes with kivui. Let's look at some of it, and then we'll see the rest of it later. For instance, schus avis. Mechetese that schus avis. Your grandfather was a big tzaddik. He got his char. He's in Gan Eden, and we will speak highly of him forever. You're Russia. Mechetese, there's a connection. Slicha, kapara, mechila. All of those are contingent on the fact that my charata today is mitstarev to yesterday's avera, and my tikkun ha'maisim of tomorrow is mitstarev to today's vidui. When a person is doing tshuva, he's saying, Ribbono shel Olam, I did wrong. Take into account the fact that I have at least as much agmas nefesh now for having done it as the hanna I had when I do it, and take into account that from now on I'm going to be different. Mechateise. If the accounting is day by day, that's that. If a person, Lamashal, if a person doesn't eat or doesn't drink for a week, the fact that he drank like a camel the week before and the fact that he promises to keep drinking the next week helps him nothing. If whatever period of time is allocated that a person needs to drink, if he doesn't drink X amount of days, he's dead. And what will be tomorrow and was yesterday doesn't really count very much. That's the length of that's the time frame for that. That is the metzias of a nekuda and a kav and tikva. So tikva is the ability, the fact that I can take things and see them in a longer line. That is nogea two ways to a person. One is that a person has to live like that in order to be zocha to that anhaga. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos with a person are mida keneged mida. If I don't forgive people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forgive me. If a person did me wrong and comes to me and says, I have terrible charata, and he's sincere about it, I really feel terrible, I wish I hadn't done it, I want to ask mechila, and I want tomorrow to, and tomorrow is going to be a very different story. Again, we're talking about a sincere person. If I say, no way, it's finished, it's over with, and that's it, so mida keneged mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me, okay, listen, you're doing tshuva, it's wonderful, great, but the rules of the game that you're setting is like that. A person is koveya dan hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. In as much as a person's own midos are tikvadik, as much as a person's own midos carry that, that's the zel umaseh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rishis in the world, the Birchas Haminim was nistakin, the Rambam says, when the Malchus or Rishoah was misgabra in the world. The Malchus of wickedness was misgabra in the world, and the reality is today, the Shulton is Shulton HaResha. That's the Shulton of the world. Imrisa Rosh HaShashova, Vesacheches Loi, Al Tiskara Boi. There's a tkufa that the world was given over to Rishoyim. There's no makom of tefillah today to crush it now. The first thing, the one thing we can say for sure today is v'laminim or l'malshinim al tehi sikva. It's a temporary metzias. Rishus is always a temporary metzias. The temporary metzias could be 100 years, could be 1,000 years, could be 2,000 years. But it's a metzias that doesn't have tikva in the ultimate sense. The one difference between Ra and Toiv is this nekud of tikva. Ra will come to an end at some point. Kate some lechoyshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cuts it at some point. Toiv is la'olam voed. So the tefillah that shayach today on the Malchus HaRishoah is not dafka, not always, and by even quality, not shayach now. Well, the first thing that shayach is alti sikva. And once the alti sikva, we can then mispowel for more protistic type of kilyan of Resha. But the one point is we want to remove the tikva from the oilam of Rishas. The avoda of tikva, it says, the Rabbein Yonah says in Mishlei, that the difference between tochelas and tikva is not, is tochelas means hope or waiting, hoping. He says tochelas is the act of waiting and hoping. Tikva, he says, is the etzem his orus belev. In other words, the midah itself of understanding the process that allows a person to deher things together of asidus is the word tikva. Chazal say, the Gemara Bracha says, that if a person is mispalel v'loy nene, yachsov yispalel shenema kavel Hashem chazak v'yametzebecha v'kavel Hashem. So L'chura, the Lashon of the Gemara, the Lashon of the Chazal is not exact. It should say, L'Moshel, it should say a person should keep being mispal, please, nene. A person should be mispal, because there's no such thing as a tefillah that's chayzer reikam. A tefillah cherev chadim nafsat for adam, mispal. Chazal say the person was not nene, he should mispal again, because it's kavel Hashem. What it means is Chazal are saying the nisoyen of tikva is that the person looks like, it looks like it's finished. I was in spowl and it did not work. The nisoyin is not where the person thinks he's still in Milosh Manesra. The person's still in Milosh Manesra, so we tell him, keep davening, and by the time you finish Manesra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer you. He's finished. He's finished Manesra, he's finished Aleinu, he's finished his Seder HaTfila. He's finished, period. He's gotten to the end of where Tfila exists. So Chazal say that's where Tikva comes in. Kavel Hashem is the avoda when you finished the tefillah and you weren't answered. It's not a chizuk to keep davening. If mentally you're still keeping davening, the sign is not there. The sign is when you finish the davening and it still hasn't happened. The musig of tikva, the emotion of tikva, whatever, is that which applies to the chelik of it's a tfisa of, it's an amunidika tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. And that's the first chelik that it says in Chazal. It says Hakol Bekivui, it says Mashiach, so Yesurim and Berin Yonim, that we understand. But the Mashiach, the taiva for Mashiach, for Yemois Olam, and so on, that all belongs to the avoda of tikva. And let's explain this point. When we think of the emunah in Mashiach, we think it's an nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there will be Mashiach. Everything around us seems like it won't be. So it's a kind of, just like a person is maimon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yochel, is maimon, he can do Mashiach also. It's kind of an emunah. All it is just an emunah of believe it or not, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can actually do it. That's not that nekuda. The nekuda of believing of the asidus in yanim, olam haba, melech hamashiach, and so on. Those are all the avoda of turning a nekuda into a kav. Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Molach Yimloch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoive V'Yia. It's not just an emuna that I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tomorrow. It's the herring that it's one long avoida from the base of Bereishis till the tuf of Achris Hayomim. All of it is one long hemshech. That's the backbone of emuna, literally and figuratively. Is not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, will, and so on. It's one long line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing a mahalach that's going somewhere. And every single point is mitztarif to that great mahalach. So the emunah in asidus, the emunah in Moshe Mashiach, Chayim Haba, and so on and so forth, are all the things that are part and parcel of the avoda. It's the chelik of avoda that turns our maisim from being one-dimensional to being multidimensional, to being from being zero-dimensional to from being the pieces and pieces to being a hemshech. That's avoda sarim tikva. The ultimate avoda and nisoyin of tikva is where a person sees that something came to an end, and he understands there's a hemshech even where things have ended. So the first thing is we ask a person Yom Adin, Tzipisa li Yeshua, did you live every minute of your life the herring that it's all going towards Yeshua? It says when Chachamim used to take leave of each other, Gav Miftri Adadi, they would say, Brachas Yitzayin, they would say, Oylomcha Tira Bechayecha, you should be Zoche to see your world while you're living. It says, Vachrisha Lolom Haba, I think it says, the Achris Lolom Haba, Vitikvoscha Ledor Dor. In other words, there are three dargis. There is the here and now, which is Olam Chatir B'Chayecha. you should deher your world. It's in the span of Nitzchias, it's a point. Your achrischa is Olam Haba. That's a second stage. Tikvascha ledor dor means the line of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretches past the life of a person to the life of Dor HaDoros. The tikva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies in the ultimate, which is a person can work and do things and think that he never ever accomplished anything, and it didn't. And the next door takes, the next door carries it on. The ultimate tikva lies in the mahalach of Dor HaDor. The chut, the tikvas chut hashani stretches across the doors, and that's why they when they were mifra, that they would say the tikvas from Dor HaDor. That's our parsha here. In the parsha, Don is the last point of the Shvatim. He's the ma'aseh v'chol hamachnes. The ma'aseh v'chol hamachnes is not just that people left over baby bottles and stuff, they gather up and we're Kayim HaShavas Aveda. It means the things in Klal Yisrael that fell off to the wayside, the things that Klal Yisrael didn't carry through, they were the ones that picked it up and added it to Klal Yisrael. They didn't leave any bits and pieces straggling. They were in charge of the Kav of Klal Yisrael. They were in charge of that Nekuda. So Shevet Don, he was the last of the Shvatim, and the Maila was a Kav is determined by the first point and the last point. If the last point is not connected to the first point, then it's not the Kav stops before it. It says Ke'achad HaShvatim, Yodne Amma Ke'achad HaShvatim, Rashi says, Chazal say, that he stelled himself to the Chashev of Shvatim, and that's why he was so Chashev. When the last point attaches itself to the first point, that becomes more chashev, because it takes the first point and brings it out the furthest. The avoda of the first point, the rishon, is chashev mitzaratzmi. The last point is more chashev if he succeeds in stelling zech tzu and pulling the line all the way to himself. That's the avoda of the achat shvatecha. Because he stole zech tzu to the chashev of him, that's why he was chashev. In the avoda of that last shevet is to produce the kav of Klal Yisrael, to make Klal Yisrael into a kav. The nisoyen was that even Yaakov Avinu, with his koyach of nevuah, he saw it stop. Shimshon died. Melech HaMashiach, the Rambam says, the simin of Melech HaMashiach is that Melech HaMashiach is going to live. And when Rabbi Akiva saw Bakoich die, he knew he wasn't him. And then the Rambam says that was also the absolute proof on Nois Ish. When you see somebody die, then it's a simin that he's not Melech HaMashiach. So Yaakov Avinu saw Baruch HaKodesh that there's a Mashichius to Shimshon, and then he saw him die, and he actually died. And he said, Af Zemes Kishuascha Kivisi Hashem. The teretz is, he was the melech of Tikva. Adarabba, in his Misa, he collapsed. He brought down the Malchus HaResha of Plishtim. In the Misa itself lay the Hemshech. He died and Malchus Yehuda started again. Yehuda was the first and he was the last. In his dying, Mashiach was born for the next door. The Tikvascha L'dor HaDor was that in Shimshon's Misa, that passed on to Yehuda, to passed on to David, and that started Malchus, that started Malchus HaMashiach. It's a much deeper tfisa and understanding of what tikva is, of what of tzipisa Yeshua. It's one thing when you see the person is alive and you realize he has an ability to be Mashiach, and you see his atzlochas, and you see that he's maskal b'chol ha'shoylech, and so on and so forth. That's that already you see, and you just hope and you wait and you trust and so on. When you see it come to an end, and you have to hope, that's where Yeshua and Tikva comes in. Yeshua, it says in Sfarim, I don't remark that, Yeshua is a midah v'kadosh baruch hu when midas hadin is shaylet. Yeshua is misoyer from Ratzin. It's something which overcomes midas hadin. Midas hadin, its teva is basher hu sham. It's something which is midas hadin takes each point as it is, doesn't see a future to it, doesn't take the future into account. Basher hu sham, chayev ol zakai. In bezdin shel mata, if a person does tshuva, we pat him on the back, but we still give him skila, because tachlis, it's basher hu sham, and that's it. You don't take into any account except masha'in of roos. Nothing, no future and no past. You don't look into what caused it and why was he so terribly misled, and you don't look at the tikkun of making the future. Midas Adin is tavea, the here and the now. The middles that overcome Midas Adin, the middles of Slicha and so on and so forth, all come into that, fall under that category of Tikva and Yeshua. That's where we come from. So the Lishu'asa Kivisa Hashem is the place where Nevua is Nistam, the place where Yaakov Avinu comes to a dead end. That's where Kiwi comes in, and that's where Yeshua comes in. A person whose mispalin is not Nene should be mispalin again, because it says Kavel Hashem. It's a scope of Avoda that's Negea, the entire sweep of our Avoda. We tend, because we're Nevroim, limited Brias, we tend to take things as they are in its place. If a person is doing something wrong and he's matzliach, he tends to pat his own back and say, well, you know, maybe I'm cutting a few corners, but you see, Baruch Hashem, things going well, it's now, so on and so forth. Because a person sees it only in its place, he doesn't see, he doesn't think, he doesn't want to see and consider where it's going to. On the other hand, if a person is doing right and the person does what should be, and it's not going, whatever it is, there's frustrations and dead ends on the road. And a person did everything he could and it stopped. That is not, that's the test, not just of emuna and bitochen in a blind way where a person says, nope, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't help. It's a whole new dimension of avoda. The avoda, emuna gives a perspective to avoda that the tachlis in this world is to take bits and pieces and to make a hemshech out of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself, the ultimate gilui, the sharpest focus of our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoya hoive v'yia, a metzias that transcends the bits and the pieces. That's the Shem Havaya. And b'meila, it's an understanding that there are no dead ends. The person himself is there's a long rope and takes detours and ups and downs, and sometimes it disappears from our sight and reappears later. Just like people who are searching for sources of rivers and so on, there's an interesting phenomenon. You sometimes discover a source somewhere, and then it pops up, it disappears. And it pops up a mile down the road because it went underground. It's the same water stream. It just sometimes pops up, sometimes goes underground, sometimes makes a wide detour. It's still the same water, and at the end, it delivers the water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagas work the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis are, they're apparent, they disappear, they detour, they seem to double back, and so on. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoyve V'yia. The past, the present, the future are one long kaf. They're not pieces. The same emun of Achdus, of Echad, that tells us that the world is one, tells us that time is also one. That past and future and present is one long anhaga. There are no dead ends. Koyvi Hashem yachlifu koyach. A person gets tired, a person gets fatigued, a person gets fed up with doing things when he feels that it's not going anyplace. There's no such thing. If it's right, if it's emes, then it's a long kav. That's the emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate inyanim, hakol toloi bekivui. Chazal said everything is toloi bekivui. A person's yisurim and a person's everything difficult, the way to approach it is with kivui. The good that Klal Yisrael is promised, the toiv that Klal Yisrael is promised, is all contingent on kivui, because it all falls apart. Schus Avos is totally in kivui, because a person doesn't have, if you don't see the Hemshech HaDvarim, then you're not Shaykh to Avos. Why should the past be yours if you don't relate to the future as coming from you? If you can't see where the future is coming, then the past also is not Shaykh to you. It's your tfisa determines how broad is the span of your Metzias. And that's why when a person comes ledin, the underlying theme of tzipisul Yeshua is not a question about a specific thing about a Muna and Mashiach, and therefore there would be a tzipia. It's a question of what was your life like? Was your life bits and pieces? Every piece was nidin v'fnei atzmoi. So of course there's no Yeshua. The Yeshua is nowhere in sight in a person's life. It doesn't. It's not any one bit or piece. When a person understands that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Netzach, and b'meila, the whole world is marching towards a tachlis, and every bit and piece is mitzaref to it, then a nachash, he's called a nachash don. A nachash to our eye is something which is a kav. It's a line. It does the dimension we see is, and it twists and turns this way, that way, the other way. That's where a nachash seems bits and pieces that are just flowing along with one line. That's the way we see. That's Dun was the final point of Klal Yisrael. He lechura was the end of Klal Yisrael. He was the low shavit. He was the one that dealt with all the bits and pieces of Klal Yisrael that were left by the wayside. He was nimshal to a nachash. He closed the tkufa of shayftim in Klal Yisrael with a terrible downfall. He everything collapsed around him, and he's the shayfit that the pasuk points out seem to do averis, kisharehi be'enai, and so on. And in the dead end of that, that's where Melech HaMashiach came from. Yaakov Avinu deherd only that dead end. And the avoda of Yaakov was l'shu'osra kivisi Hashem. The hearing that there is no dead end in Shem Havaya. And if there is a dead end, then what happens next is Yeshua, and avoda sa'adam is the tikva for that Yeshua.